Stick with me the next few episodes, and you will find out why your prayer life, well, is lacking, and why your spiritual warfare techniques just don't seem to actually make a difference in the spiritual realm. There's a lot going on in Ephesians chapter 6. However, there's one key word that if you don't catch it, man, the bottom falls out. And that's where we're going today. And the next day, and the next day. So hang in there. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Thanks for checking in. Hey, to everybody who has been just lately sharing the podcast, rating the podcast. Bunch of new listeners. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Those of you who have been supporting the podcast financially and other ways, just even simple emails and encouragements, man, it fires me up. So thank you very much. Hey, if you want to reach out to me, you can at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And don't forget, we're now on Spotify. So pretty good. And you know what? We're loading more videos. I'm loading 3 or 4 videos a week on our YouTube channel. They're not the full-length videos, but still some pretty good stuff. Make sure you check that out and all of our other social media channels. Now, don't forget, we're coming down on the date, March 26th at Hillspring Church, just southwest of Minneapolis. We're doing the How to Be a Man series starting on Tuesday nights. It'll go through the summer. We're going to be grubbing at 6:45, and we will have the meeting kickoff at 7:15. It will be live online Tuesday nights on our YouTube channel and on Facebook. Make sure you check it out. We're going to get down and dirty, speak the truth, get real, and help men become men. So, excited about that. Okay, whenever we talk about spiritual warfare, we like to run to Ephesians chapter 6 right away. You know, it talks about the different heavenly realms and the demonic activity and the warrior, what we wear, you know, the armor and the mindset and all these things. But there's one key verse that people overlook before we ever get there. Ephesians 6:10, before it starts talking about the warfare and the heavenlies and all that, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." And then it goes into warfare. But that word there, finally, it's a really powerful word in the Greek. In the secular Greek at that time, it literally meant, hold on, wait a second, stop. Have you done what you're supposed to do? Are all the boxes checked? Have you, look, it's not as simple as what it might seem to be unless you've done everything up to this point. Some versions use the word henceforth, some therefore, some finally. But it means this. You will be deficient if you don't do what I've said to do up to this point, and you will be deficient if you don't now do this in the future. In the Greek, it really means, look, the rest of this has all been prepared for you to do if you've done what I've already talked about. So when you look at therefore, or finally, in Ephesus, we have to understand that up to that verse, Ephesians 6:10, the book of Ephesians first talks about the blessing of Christ, then the experience of salvation, then growing in the knowledge and strength of Christ, then Christian conduct. Chapter 5 is all about Christian conduct, and then it goes into, and even into the beginning of chapter 6, and then in verse 10 in chapter 6, it says, therefore, finally, in spiritual warfare. And so there's a lot to be said. Do you understand the blessing of Christ, salvation, growing in the knowledge and strength of Christ? And have you fulfilled your Christian conduct? Because if you haven't, you can't move into spiritual warfare and expect to be very effective. It just doesn't happen. I could ask, hey, how's your warfare going? But really, I should be asking, how are your relationships going? If your relationships aren't in order, then your spiritual warfare tactics and fighting will be greatly hindered. Remember, verse 10 starts out with a, therefore, be strong in the Lord, meaning you can't be strong in the Lord if you haven't done the therefore. If you haven't fulfilled those relationship guidelines up to that point, it doesn't matter. You can't practice spiritual warfare if your relationships are out of place, if they're not biblical relationships, if they're not in line with how God designed them. And then he goes after the wives, he goes after the husbands, and he goes after the kids. Let me just throw this out there, and we'll get into greater detail. In fact, I'll probably upset some women. I'll probably upset some men and maybe some kids. But before we get really into the deepest detail of this, you need to understand something. There are people out there in their Christian walk, and you've been a Christian for a long time. And for a long time, you've grown more and more frustrated because your Christian walk doesn't seem to have the same fire or effect as other people's. And you don't know what it is. You read more books on prayer. You spend more time in prayer. You spend more time, you know, journaling. You go to different conferences. You listen to podcasts. You listen to YouTube channels. And you're trying to do your best to serve God to get those prayers answered. And yes, you even practice warfare tactics and nothing's happening. Because you haven't filled the therefore. You haven't fulfilled chapter 5 before you go into the warfare portion. You know, it's like this. If you take guys who've gone through boot camp, they're going to by far outperform those who don't. Because they put in the therefore. They put in the time in advance before they go to war. And relationships are definitely boot camp. So, I feel bad for people out there. People who are getting beat up by Satan emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally, and they don't know why, and it's simply because you have not fulfilled the therefore. So tomorrow, we're going to pick on wives. We're going to explain to wives why their lives aren't what they want them to be, how they are struggling because they haven't fulfilled the therefore. It's very interesting, very insightful. So hang in there. But until then, remember, it's all first about your relationship with God and then with others and then your relationship, i.e. your antagonism against Satan. So until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.